are listening to Thrive with Nicole podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I'm deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome back to Thrive with Nicole. And in today's episode, my intention for this podcast episode is really to start the conversation around empathy burnout. And then in future episodes, I'm going to dissect each stage of the cycle, which I'm going to share with you today, to provide you with deeper understandings and learnings. So empathy burnout is when you have given so much to others, there is little or nothing left for you. Sound familiar? I bet it does, or you would not be listening to this episode. So being highly empathetic, it does come with a lot of responsibility, even if you don't realize it yet, as such a heavy burden of responsibility. Now, with that responsibility comes overexerting yourself and leading to empathy burnout. You know, empathy burnout can be a never-ending cycle. Like I mentioned before, it's a cycle where you can feel trapped and you may be experiencing some symptoms such as anxiety. You may be dealing with very high levels of stress, even chronic stress, overwhelm, exhaustion, confusion, worthlessness, self-doubt, disconnection, and emotional pain. So that's a lot, right? A lot to dissect there. So let's have a look at this cycle that, you know, that I was talking about. And we'll see, you know, just see whether this feels like something that you've experienced. So stage one is where, you know, you're really running at 100%. You're feeling very vibrant, can really, you know, take on the world when you're in that stage. Then we move into stage two and the battery's starting to wane a little bit. So we're dropping down to around 75%. Now you're starting to notice a little bit of a decline, but you know, you're still okay. You can still do all the things that you want to do. Do all the things for all the people as you do as a very highly sensitive and caring soul. Now let's move into stage three. Okay, now we've really had a bit of a drop here. So we've dropped halfway. So we're down and we're running at 50%. And your energy is feeling depleted. But that's not enough for you, is it? You're not going to stop. You're going to keep doing all the things for all the people. And then we're going to move into stage four. Now we are running at 25%. And you are in desperate need of recharging. And this is the stage that you're going to get to where you don't have a choice. This is where you're going to have to stop. You're going to have to not do all the things for all the people. You know, and it can really feel like you're constantly running on a low battery. And just like your devices don't run well on a low battery, neither do you. You know, just like your devices, you were not made to be running with 100 apps and browsers open and looking for more to open and to add to your plate. So I'd love you to have a think about that cycle. And, you know, is that something that you find yourself trapped within? So, you know, at the beginning, we're in stage one and we're feeling very vibrant and we can do all the things. Really got the energy to help everyone with everything. And then we move into stage two and we're starting to notice that decline. Stage three, really energy starting to feel depleted. And stage four, where you don't have a choice but to take a break, to take some sort of rest, whether that's in mind, body, or soul. So it's just something for you to really ponder. The good news is you don't have to stay within the empathy burnout cycle. You can move through empathy burnout with some self-care strategies. Now I want to leave you with something to ponder today. It doesn't need to be you first, just you too. So as I said, this is just the start of a series as opening up the conversation about empathy burnout. It's something that I'm very passionate about. It's something that I've really noticed with many of my private clients, that is what they are struggling with, you know, and as we work through some of the things that have been going on for them, we start to heal and release some of the heavy energy, the burdens that they're carrying. We make some changes in behavior. we implement some new strategies for them, some self-care strategies I talked about, then, you know, that burnout starts to reduce and they don't end up in that cycle quite so much. So it is a process, it is a healing process, but it's something that I think we need to start to talk about because this is not spoken about enough. And in future episodes, I'll be breaking this down even more, down through the different parts of the cycle, talking about the different things that I mentioned that you may be experiencing with empathy burnout. So if this is something that is of interest to you, make sure that you are subscribed here on the podcast to make sure that you're notified each time I drop a new episode. So I really want to thank you for joining me today. And of course, if you are struggling with empathy burnout and you really need some support, absolutely reach out to me. I would love to get you started on your healing journey to really start to get you out of this empathy burnout cycle so that you can move into a better cycle. And that's one, you know, that I talk about, and it's validation and empowerment, much better cycle to be in. So if that's you, certainly reach out to me. My details are all here in the show notes and I would love to support you. So thank you very much for listening today and I look forward to chatting with you again next time. Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the self-care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy. So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. You can connect with me over on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me, you visit my website, nicoleivins.com.